We're back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP. This is Project Independence and You, and we're chatting here with Sari and Christina on the Christina Lu Show, and this is our last segment. Just one quick thing that I wanted to say. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time. And that's from Maya Angelou. And that's why when you just said that Judy Bosworth is doing, there's a couple of things that she says. She did an Oprah over the years, has done different things with her. And this was one like maybe 2 years ago before she died. And I think that was one of the most impacting statements.
It's probably going to be a beautiful,
It'll be wonderful. But that affects me here because this is the town of North Hempstead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can believe it the first time. Yeah. There's no reason to fight about things.
Right.
Things, you do get what you see here,
right.
Which is tremendous.
Especially with Project Independence, right?
Yeah, it's the truth. There's no question about it.
But it's, so of course the supervisor's always running around town, and she had started, I guess it was a year now, the Veterans Committee.
Right, the Blue.
Which, the Purple
blue,
Heart Town.
Purple,
yes.
Blue Heart.
Yeah. but they have a Veterans Committee that meets monthly, I believe it is. And, you know, they have all different people in the community, including veterans and people that serve veterans. So that's actually, she's going to be doing that this weekend, and we're going to have some updates on that. But it's like they just learned about different benefits and services, and that's how the whole fundraiser came out. I mean, they raised like tons and tons of different personal care items to bring out to the VA hospital, which is...
You know what's very disappointing with the... that's a tremendous program. It's the Vietnam vets have a really hard time participating.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a Vietnam vet who's an author, not author, a reporter for Newsday, come to the senior center, and he gave a talk, and the World War II vets, it's changed. They're now so sympathetic for the way they were treated when they came home, and it was tremendous. But to get to them, they want no part of these things, and it's the benefits of these organizations and the amount of effort and work that's put into it. It's like, you know, you have to let the past be the past.
Right. It's hard. You know, I think it's because Vietnam, especially, too, they're still on the younger end of things.
Some of them are still
possibly
working.
Right. You know, so we actually deal with, his name is Pat Yingstrom, and he's a veterans advocate who's just, I mean, he's done incredible work, but he was part of Vietnam. We actually had him on the show where he just talked to you. It was such a different response to Vietnam, you know, soldiers and now veterans had, you know, as opposed to World War II. You know, we always laugh, like, World War II, they were coming home, there was block parties, you know, Vietnam vets weren't getting that, you know, I think that probably has a lot to do with it. But like, we have our ongoing Veterans Oral History Project on here, where one of my favorite segments, where we get to, you know, just hear about them and their lives and where they are now. So it's just really
those kind of sharings are so important.
It is.
People want to hear.
And you have that archive forever, and it's so important for your story to get out there, especially with the World War II veterans, you know. So it's all good stuff.
Well, all these groups, these World War II groups, they're getting smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the average vet probably is 90, I think, from World War II, 89 or 90, which is difficult.
Yeah, but it's, you know, like I said, if anyone knows any veterans or is interested to be on the show and tell their story, they can just call 311 and we'll definitely get them on. So.
And that goes through WCWP. That's not a Project Independence.
Yeah, WCWP came and asked us if we'd be interested. So, because we have we know a lot of veterans in the community. So we've just been trying to do that. And we've interviewed like almost 40, I would say now, which is pretty amazing. So it's good stuff. Call 311.
Cool. I just want to touch on something that was in Newsday, but just very briefly. And that's that Obama was seeking... There's an issue going on in Wall Street that Obama is seeking more disclosure on retirement fund fees. I don't know where it's going. That's not the point. But what triggers it, the importance of it, is there's $1.7 trillion in retirement investment accounts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have Project Safe programs that are going to be starting in April through the town with Judy Bosworth. And the important thing is, no matter what the legislation is or is not going to bring about, everybody who has an IRA, any sort of pension plan,
needs to be educated.
You have to be educated.
I think it just goes in. I'm like,
question
it ties into everything.
Yeah, question
you know, with
the fees.
Planning and just know and like, you know, and I think Project Safe is so important because it's teaching people how to question, what questions to ask, you know, what to look. I mean, I've had the fortune to go to some of these projects, and they're really, I walked away with, okay, like, you know, check, but just remember to do that, because like, you know, you get so crazy and caught up with things, you forget, and especially it's hard. You think that, you know, the expert is telling you, you know, is truthful, when unfortunately you need to be a little skeptical and ask questions.
Unfortunately, you know, the investor has to be the expert.
Right, exactly.
And then you ask for somebody to confirm your opinions. Right. But you have to do some homework yourself, which is terrible. But it's even with a doctor. People ask for second and third opinions.
Right.
And you know, you're not going to just have an operation because the first doctor says, oh, I'll book you for next week for a bypass.
Right. No, absolutely.
But that's, I didn't want to just, it was in Newsday during the week and I did read it. And it's just important that people, you have to be your own advocate, bottom line. That's
absolutely.
I'm trying to put across here just in a quick note.
And the supervisor, actually, she's going to be making her annual trip to Washington, D.C. with a bunch of other North Hempstead staff, where they're going to meet with different federal officials to discuss funding to, we're always looking for grant opportunities and to create more, the programs themselves that are available in North Hempstead are amazing. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully it'll be great. You know, it's just, I said, I mean, you know, we were talking a little bit last week about the town being designated as an ARP age-friendly town, which is just beneficial, you know, not even just for seniors, because a lot of it has to do with the different roadways and for pedestrians. You know, so it goes beyond just being a senior in the town. You know, it's really benefits everyone.
But you know what it is, which, and I'm going to be take the blame for this too, you don't pay attention to stuff. Like Matt coming in here,
that's
like an awakening.
Right.
You
and
know,
that's
your
exactly,
circle of support.
Right.
There's so much information that I'm learning by just having a speaker come each week to talk about this stuff, that anybody out there, you call 311 and ask a question. You're looking for something in the back of your mind that might be a good idea. You can even leave that recommendation. Say, there's nothing in my neighborhood that deals with X. Call up, and then someone like Christina might get it from Project Independence and say, you know, we got
to
look into this.
Yeah, and that's what's amazing about 311 and Project Independence, because you have that ability of, you know, half the battle is, I don't know where to start. You know, and that's what you always get. You know, I don't even know where to begin. But this way, you're actually being connected to someone who's going to, whether the town provides it, they know other agencies that provide it.
Right.
You know, so you have that ability just to, you know, navigate, you know, which is, you know, which is helpful, I think, for anyone, really.
Well, actually, Shari has to get some credit. Recently, I sent somebody to her in reference to transportation because her husband was in the hospital. And even though we couldn't do the whole thing,
she'll work out a plan.
She worked out a plan. That
and that's my favorite part of mobility management, because there's been, it's like piecing a puzzle together, because they try to find it the most cost effective way, which is also amazing. You know, so they're going to try to find the place that will give you some kind of discount. And if you're able to take Project Independence transportation to location A, you know, just to cut down some of the costs. So that's why I said, like, there's, if you have any question, if you just call, you know, you have that ability to, you know.
Well, cost effective is important, but it's not the most important when you're 80 some odd years old and saying, I'm on the corner, now where do I go?
Of course. You just want
to know that you walk one block and pick up that
That's what it is.
Public
transportation. And she does that. She has made so many connections in the community that she's able to really come out with a pretty amazing plan. So
That's just tremendous. I just want to go back, because we'll talk about it next week, but just to touch on Sari's program on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I encourage job seekers age 60 plus to come and see me, because studies have proved that the older worker has advantages, that productivity has increased consistently as workers aged. So give us the opportunity of working with you. Let us sit down and talk about what your aspirations are, and I look forward to meeting you, and I hope that you will take advantage of this free program.
Terrific. You know what's also interesting about that program? You're going to be telling people to put down on a resume, you know, their highlights. That's also not a simple, but it's a life review at the same time.
Right,
they may not want to get a job, but it's nice to go through and say,
it's always important
wow,
to have a record of, you know, of a timeline. I mean, even for myself, you know, just to constantly update that, because, I mean, like, you might even forget half the amazing things that you've done, you know, just to have that in yourself. You never know when it'll come in handy.
And also the fact that people who have worked for many years have achievements.
Right.
And they have supported the companies and their employers to their advantage. And that's why many, many companies have succeeded by remaining here in the town of North Hempstead.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, that's true. And, that, you know, again, because of Project Independence, and I see it, the community that's evolving is tremendous.
Right.
And our most important thing is to make sure the younger seniors continue it on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just hear it more and more. The caregiver part we're doing tremendous with.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a part of this plan.
No, but it's the and that's how it came. You know, the amount of calls we were getting into 311 from caregivers all over the country saying, my parent lives here, right. What do they do? What do they call? You know, especially when there's some kind of storm or something. Yeah. Forget it. The calls skyrocket.
Well, also, many people are aging in place. And today's 60 is yesterday's 40.
Right. Absolutely.
So that
right.
the employer should look upon the older worker as an asset mm-hmm. and seek them out to come and work for them.
Absolutely. Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. I mean, the number of people that I know via work and via the senior center that are in their 90s mm-hmm. is, it's amazing.
It is.
It's not
it
just,
really,
you know, mm-hmm. the fellow who runs the, Mel, you know Mel,
yeah.
at the senior center, he's going to be 94.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, and he's running the veterans group over there, and he's active.
Well, and that's what, like, we always have, like, I think 85 is, like, the average age of people who are involved in all of our programs.
Okay.
I mean, that was
okay.
a couple
well,
of years ago.
Know.
So
okay.
now it's probably 87, you know. I mean, it's really, I mean, you, like, think about that. It's amazing.
But that's the point is you got to get yeah. up. You got to get out. You know, I cook at the Unitarian Church once a month for five different
really?
Food kitchens. And the important thing there is the bulk of the people coming are seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I'd be honest, like a year ago when I first started, I almost got annoyed. I'm saying, don't you know how to chop an onion properly? And it's like, guess what? You're here. God bless you. You showed up. I mean, chop it whatever you want. I don't care what you do to it. But it's the truth, though.
Yeah.
You have to embrace the people mm-hmm. that get up because you're saying it yourself. You get a job. You have to be active.
And also, the older worker is the consumer.
That's
they're the
too.
Ones who are paying their mortgages or buying food and clothing and automobiles and computers in the stores, and they have to be employed in order to be able to
the way
continue
you're saying that,
their
the young
purchasing.
People are just sex, drugs, and
no,
rock
but
and
the
roll.
Younger,
I mean, that's not,
no,
come on.
The younger,
come on.
But the younger worker today can't find jobs really in
no,
this
all,
part
I
of
agree.
The country,
yeah.
and so they are leaving, mm-hmm. and they are going elsewhere. My son works in Washington. And he lives in Maryland. And I have friends who have children that are scattered all over the United States.
Oh, yeah.
So if we're remaining here on Long Island and the worker here is able to travel to New York City or to any part of Long Island, that they should be given the opportunity of getting the job.
I agree with you there 100%, which makes your mm-hmm. March 11th program so vital.
Exactly.
You know, and there'll be more of them. It won't just be that one, mm-hmm. but because there'll be feedback coming from it, it's important.
Great.
And we also work, you know, with I was working previously with the New York State Department of Labor in Hicksville.
Oh, really?
And they were very anxious to send their mature worker to see me because they concentrated more on the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had the time and the opportunity to work with that mature worker. So please come and see me. I look forward to meeting you.
Terrific.
Great.
Thank you very much. Actually, I want to take an opportunity now to thank Dan, who is not only the director of WCWP, he's also our engineer today and helping us out. Jeannie, of course, is Janine. When I come in the door every morning, is perfect. Sari, as a co-host, it was absolutely a pleasure. And the Christina Lu Show is the highlight of my week. No, there's no better way to end the week
that's
than
like
coming here and being part of the Christina
Lu Show. Just how I wrote it.
So until next week, thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP. Have a great week.
Okay.